Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the Pope. Before anyone can step foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament, and we argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want. Cody, you want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We're talking about America's Girl Next Door, the queen of the catchy chorus. We're talking about T-Swift, baby. All my Swifties in the house. I was going to say raise your blouse, but that doesn't seem appropriate.
Yeah, no, that's
group.
Very against. That would be
that's
so
very against
the
whole vibe. The whole vibe ruined by that.
Yes, folks, we are here to talk about Taylor Swift. A few things to, I feel like we gotta bring it up. This is,
We
have to bring it up, and we're gonna have to bring it up every time. This is our 4 year. We've been doing this for 4 years for y'all, but also 4 years for us. A whole presidential term, a whole Olympic cycle has occurred.
You gotta elect us again, by the way. We need Oh, if the other friendly competition wins, I'm going to fucking fight them.
I don't even think they're actively doing anything
anymore.
They're
not. They did 3 episodes, and they still won't fucking delete their shit.
Yeah, I'm like, just go.
They're messing up our SEO, dog.
Yeah, because whatever, they were obviously with some kind of team. Anyway, it's not important. What is important is that now we thank you all. There's also 500 episodes, and in the last
This one,
500. And we said in the last episode, we're going to give you something special. And here's what you're getting, folks. Not only are you getting Taylor Swift.
The world's greatest American, maybe? She's Iron Man for America. We'll get
pretty
to that.
Close. I mean, not, yeah. Like, if you had to pick best Americans right now, like.
She's top 5.
Top 5. Like, if you're putting up, if the aliens are like, hey, I need to be the most representative of your place. I would go Taylor. Like, I'd be like,
she's not a bad choice. Yeah.
John Cena.
If you're saying she speaks for a generation, absolutely. We should get to the real details that matter before we get lost.
No. Because we'll get to that detail because this explains a lot, but I'm not done with this conversation.
Okay, good.
Five. Aliens come down. They want your 5. Like, who is, give us your best Americans. Give us, this is America to me. And I'll just say right now, it has to be right now. No worrying about like across time. Best Americans, Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
I'm either between John Cena or Dwayne. Who are you?
I'd go John Cena, honestly.
John Cena because of the work with the kids with Miracle Network.
He's doing it. He's out there. He's done the most make-a-wishes anyone's ever done. That's America, baby.
That's pretty awesome. And he's, yeah. So, all right, we got Taylor Swift, John Cena, I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce's got to be on the list.
Right, like that's, top 3 America. I didn't think that's, we don't even have to worry about that one.
Just nurses in general.
Other places have nurses. Here's the problem.
No,
I get what you're trying to do.
American nurses.
I get what you're trying to, I understand what you
want
to do.
Can I say teachers?
Yes, I understand what you want
to
do.
Okay,
and that's fair, and
people.
That's very
that's
noble.
Fair.
But that's not gonna. The aliens just want our best. So I'm
okay. That's fair. Steel, because
Steel would be a wild.
Well, it's
because
he got pipes. He shows up scar on his face, and they're like, "What do you bring?" And he sings, "He got pipes," and then he sings "Kiss from a Rose," and it's mysterious because America's mysterious. Who knows our machinations?
I don't think we have Seal, though. I don't think Seal's ours.
He's gotta be ours.
I'm pretty sure he's British singer song, British musician. So we don't get him.
Okay, Nick, we gotta get to the main detail.
Okay,
Hold on.
All right.
No, let's get to it.
LeBron James and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay, there we go.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We nailed it.
Moving on. All right, folks.
Sean Johnson. No, can we get like a gymnast or something? Nathan
Simone
Chen.
Biles. I'll go Simone
Nathan,
Biles.
Let's go. Hey, about Nathan Chen. He is a multiple-time world championship figure skater. He's the first guy to do a quad. He's literally set figure skating ahead 10 years. He's American. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, he did it all before he decided to stop to go get his degree.
I'll take it. All right. Moving on. Folks, we're drunk.
We're drunk.
If that wasn't obvious. This is also the extra bonus. We've had a lot of requests to do this. We've hesitated. We've for good reason. I think even in this moment, I'm immediately regretting
this. It's
gonna
be rough, yeah.
But we're doing it, folks. We're putting this live on air for anyone to hear in the future. So that's also fun.
Future employers, future friends.
My children. Hello.
Hello.
So good. Hey, it's your pops. At least it's audio and my dick's just not out on the internet, you know?
Yeah, like, I think I have to keep looking at it, and it's a choice he made.
Yeah. But no one else has to. And I think if you can, you will have friends whose parents' dicks are on the internet, and your dad won't be one of them.
Yeah,
so I think welcome. That's really the thing that's beautiful here. But you know what else is beautiful? The music of Taylor Swift. Cody. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are here to talk
about... We're getting into the music of Taylor Swift. I want to make sure this is known. As chosen by the fans of the show. So the 16 songs you're going to hear were all chosen by people of the show. Were some of them Nick? Yes.
Yeah, one of them is very much Nick. We will tell you when it happens. It will be the most obvious thing because you'll be like, huh. But yes, thank you to all the motorboaters out there who, when we put the call out, you let us know your favorite songs. And so what we did was we took those 16, we have our Sweet 16 bracket, we sent that off to our bracketologists, they gave it back to us, and now we're going to break this down via each different, you know, quadrant, and then we'll get to that, and then each champion of those will go and compete in the final four. Here we are in Group A, where we have, did I mention we randomized it? Just to be very clear,
we randomized it. We sent it to our bracketologists, and they did the work.
And they do the work, they send it back to us, and this is Group A, folks. With the number one seed, we have the last great American dynasty going up against the 16 seed all too well, the 10-minute version, folks. Of course, don't you worry. And then we have the 8-seed love story going up against the 9-seed August. Cody, where do you want to start? Also, before you do start, I want to point out to the folks, Cody is obviously listening to Taylor Swift throughout his life. He lives in America. This was the 16 songs that we will talk about are on a playlist you can go to. It's FCP Taylor Swift. And you can listen to all 16 songs that we're going to talk about. I gave this to Cody today as we're discussing this.
I listened to all of it.
So now he's like, he knows each of these Swiftie songs.
I'm so deep in the paint and Swiftiness, you don't even know, dude.
So Cody,
yes.
Where do you want to start?
I have a lot of opinions about 1 and 16. Let's start at the top, my dude. Okay?
Okay, this, I will say right now, if you look at Taylor Swift as like a storyteller, if that's why
of course, she is. She's America's storyteller.
And she's a master storyteller. You know, 100%. Yeah. But if that's why you come to Taylor Swift, this is, to me, a very classic. This is a very FCP thing where the two best story songs that she has, like the two that just arguably you're just like involved in, one more autobiographical, one more fictional. These are those two. These, to me, are her best.
Yeah, great story, bro. Awesome. God, you brought it up. Here's the problem. As someone who listens to music a lot and enjoys music, these are the two worst songs of the 16. They're both awful. One, first of all, The Great American Dynasty. Actually, I'll throw my hand out there. It's better than All Too Well, the 10-minute version. My wife has assured me there's a version that's not 10 minutes. But I listen to the 10. Hey, shut up, Nick. I listen to the 10-minute version. And if you're going to do a 10-minute song, you are putting yourself up there with the likes of Queen. You're putting yourself up there with the likes of Freebird. There wasn't a single guitar solo in any of this shit. No drum solo. There wasn't a single good riff in this whole song. If you're going to do a 10-minute song, you got to let the band play. What are they just going to play fucking double rolls in the background the whole time? Are you kidding me? Taylor Swift, you're going to do 10 minutes and you didn't let one person in the band get a hand on the ball?
I love that you just listen to these songs. So yeah, like we are getting the most pure reaction from someone. So like you do not have lore.
No,
you
do not quit, Nick. I'm going to be honest with you. I quit All Too Well at about 8 minutes. And I was like, okay, I get it. Like, I get it. Song on the whole playlist, by the way, that I did that to.
I mean, to be fair, it is 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes of like not a single. Okay, 4 minutes into Freebird, I get the Freebird guitar solo, right? So like,
right. Okay, but what? Okay, hold on. Okay, no, I don't want to be hoisting my own petard. I was gonna say Bohemian Rhapsody. What is the?
But you're right. There's a riff. There's like one of the most iconic guitar solos of all time.
Yeah. That's why I stopped myself. Anyway, here's the thing.
Yes.
So between, all right. I mean, All Too Well. Do you? I'm gonna give you I have to give you a sum of this history, just so you can.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
The scope of it, right? So All Too Well.
The story of the show.
So, you know, the album Red drops. And people gravitate towards this song, All Too Well. They really love it. They're asking her about it. Because it's very clear, if you know, it doesn't take a genius to be like, she mentions that a boyfriend didn't show up at her 21st birthday party. Everyone can point to she was dating Jake Gyllenhaal at that time.
Yeah, it's easy.
So people are like, hey, that's the song about Jake Gyllenhaal. What can you tell us more about it? And she's very open to talking about it. But she mentions in press that there is this long, there is a full 10 minute verse. She's like, I just was taken over. It felt like I was like consumed by a spirit and I just never stopped. I wish,
but here's the thing, dude. I wish it was the spirit of music because that would have been so good. Like if the spirit of jazz took her over and it was like the end of that drum movie. I don't even remember what it's called.
Okay.
If it was if she like had the spirit of music take her over and she just shredded a solo, great. I don't want to hear you complain for
Okay.
I love Taylor Swift. I'm not saying that all she does is complain, but a lot of her songs are complaining, and that's 3 minutes, man. You can only do a complaining song for 3 minutes. If you're gonna do a 10 minute song, it has to revolutionize my life.
I understand. Can I tell you how I view this song and see if you can even place yourself in my shoes and how I see this? I see this as a torture scene where Jake Gyllenhaal is on the chair and she, because this, you have to, like, no matter what, throughout her history, she's either been very specific with who she's targeting or it's so vague that it's just people making wild accusations and assumptions. Mm-hmm. And that, like, so that speaks to how her malice. She hates Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
for doing what he did.
She hates a legally blind man.
That's fine. That's new, by the way. I just saw that article too today. That's a new fact about this man. I don't know. I don't know why he didn't drop it the second Taylor Swift.
No, Nick, here's the thing. The reason I'm pissed off about that is because I'm also legally blind, but I wear glasses and contacts, so I'm not. Like, I'm legally blind. Yeah, dude, a lot of us are.
I'm pretty confident my prescription is legally, but like, I would never say that because guess what? I can correct it. So anyway, so maybe we should all hate Jake Gyllenhaal. That's a great point.
Yeah, we should actually.
But here's how I see this 10 minute song is this is him sitting in the chair, duct taped to the chair. And it is her getting to dissect him in front of the world. And the world erupted with they love this. Like this is, I can see your side of this, that this is just kind of a long meandering. It doesn't really mean much, but the way in which you do have to recognize the way in which this has been adopted, the way that this is loved within the community, the fact, like the little references to like the red scarf, people are like, is that your virginity? And so that like hints at why she's pretty pissed at this guy.
I totally understand what you're saying, and I get what you're saying, but like this song didn't do that. It like sparked a resurgence in his career. Jake Gyllenhaal's getting more movie parts than ever.
I don't agree. I disagree. I fundamentally disagree with you because the last movie that he did that was his big like, hey, I'm Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm in a movie, was a remake of Roadhouse. That's nothing.
That's not nothing. You get to be Patrick Swayze. I've dreamt.
Why would you ever? You don't. You dare.
I've dreamt my whole life to be Patrick Swayze.
You would never. But there's a. Would you ever dare to step in Swayze's shoes?
I don't have that kind of convictions. But Gyllenhaal does.
It's an insane thing to do. If you respected the man, you would never step in those shoes.
Totally fair. I understand what you're saying. But it's 10 minutes, dude, and there's not a single guitar solo. I don't know what you want me to do.
I hear your guitar solo.
I'm trying to listen to music, Nick. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
Okay.
I,
I need you then. Minutes. Then Cody. Then I need you. What I need you to do right now.
Okay.
Is outside of being like, it's shorter and it's like, oh, that's why it's better.
Yeah.
Is sell me on The Last Great American Dynasty as a song. Because once again, I think if we're doing a Taylor Swift bracket, you have to, it cannot just always be about music. It has to be about the lore, the like what it, how it impacts the Swifties. And like Last Great American Dynasty is a great song. I think it's, I love it. It's actually, if I were to say what song do I actually want to listen to more, I would pick Last Great American
Dynasty. Absolutely, I would pick Last Great American,
But I need you, if we're not going to go with All Too Well, then you got to sell me.
What do I have to sell you on? It's 10 minutes of a mediocre song. Nick, here's the thing. We got 16 of Taylor Swift's best songs. They're all bangers, top to bottom. But in this bracket, I said at the beginning, I'll say it again, we got two of the lower ones. So would you rather spend 3 minutes or 10 minutes listening to one of her lower songs? Neither one of these is going to get very far. Okay? Sorry, Swift.
If that's how you feel, which I'm not going to fully, completely disagree. I'm not going to just sit here and be like, no. I think these have the potential to go all the way. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, if that is true, and if that's how you feel, I would then say, we should move on All Too Well. It's the song she did on SNL. Like, she does it on SNL. And it's incredible. It's such a moving performance. Okay. Whereas, like, the Last Great American Dynasty is just fun. It's light, but there's nothing to it.
Here's the thing. My wife is very knowledgeable. And she's assured me that there's a version that's not 10 minutes long. And I will tell you,
I don't think it's as good. I think it's better
because it's not 10 minutes long. Here's the thing. Taylor Swift is great at catchy choruses. Very memorable. Like, her lyrics are great. She's very fun. She's not built to do a 10-minute epic. This is not Taylor Swift's ballpark. Get the fuck out of here, T-Swift. But we're going with the 3-minute version, I'll give it to you. If I can just pretend for this round, because I guarantee she's not getting out of the next, that's fine. I'll give it to you.
I mean, I'll take that. I will take that knowledge. If that's how we got to play this game, I will say I do want you to then listen to the I think with the shorter version, it does feel like, knowing that you have both versions, once you listen to 10 and you have every detail of the story, I think the shorter version feels like you're missing very crucial details of the,
Nick,
you're like, we kind of jumped ahead a little bit.
Here's the thing. I understand where you're coming from. You're a lore keeper. You're trying to keep the tomes. As someone who wants to listen to music and doesn't give a shit about the lore, it's just a longer version of a song that's not that good.
Okay. That's fine. It sounds like we're moving All Too Well on.
Perfect. Yes.
All right. As long as we can agree that we'll do it. We can, whatever you need for yourself to tell yourself, let's move it on. All right. Next up, we have the 8-seed Love Story going up against the 9-seed August. Cody, tell me about it. Tell me about your experience.
Okay, now I got experience. I actually knew both these songs. Catherine likes the August album, whatever that one is. I've listened to it a couple times.
And folklore. Love Story. This is a folklore cut.
Also,
this is the.
You can't exist on Earth without having heard Love Story. There's no way in hell.
Right.
But I've noticed something.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, before she got good, you can tell there's an instant, like, not good. She was always a pop princess, right? Before she transcended to people like me who were like, oh, wait, she's good, right? When she was doing her pop country shit, the second, and this is usually the opposite, so don't take this advice, but the second she got rid of banjo, she got good. Obviously, I would usually say add banjo because banjo's great, but the second she got rid of banjo, she was good. Love Story is a banjo song. There's a banjo shredding the whole time in the background for no reason. And also, lyrically, God, I am drunk. Lyrically, she talks about like a Romeo save me, and then for some reason she throws the Scarlet Letter in. And it just makes me feel so much like, oh, you are literally a senior in high school and you're just using book titles that you read. Like, oh, good for you. I'm so glad. And that, hey, man, that's played out in the future. She's got good reading comprehension. I like that.
I would actually argue that she doesn't. This is none of her references, because she's like,
they don't make sense sometimes. Yeah.
Like when she's like, like when she talks about Romeo and Juliet, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. Like, Romeo never proposes to Juliet. They die. Like, and then the Scarlet Letter is like, there's, to reference that would imply you've done something so treacherous. And you're yeah. like, I've had a crush.
I have like, a Scarlet Letter now. With who? With your family? With your school? Who's got the
Scarlet? Like, yeah. Like, where what? Is this coming? Because the Scarlet Letter is for adultery, which you are not referencing.
Absolutely. And if you were, or if you're even doing it at another level, it's witchcraft. And Taylor Swift, right now, you're in your country era. You are yeah. not doing witchcraft. Dog, not at
so
all.
So here's, I have to, all right. Hearing what yours, I get it 100%. Because I do think this is a really, I think what I love about this matchup is you are getting first edition Taylor Swift, version 1.0.
1.0.
This is the 1.0. This is like, she has perfected what she started. And this is the most perfect version of like 1.0 Taylor. This is, I mean, we're not Super Saiyan, but we're getting close. And so, or maybe this is like Saiyan 1, maybe.
Yeah,
anyway.
This is Kaioken, where he first learned how to, well, it doesn't matter, but you get it.
It doesn't matter. So I like that this is, you get to see that, and now you're seeing her almost in like a Super Saiyan 5. Like, you're like, I don't even recognize this. Wait, this is the same. It has a monkey tail and blue hair. That's nothing what I expected. They are so different era, like even versions of her. That and like, and one, here's the thing. I got my point. I figured it out. Thank you.
Okay, thank God.
My point is, August is so clearly a better song. There is no way to deny.
It's a better that, like, song, dude.
On every level. On it's a every song. Level. Yeah. Here's the thing about love story. Yeah. In the way that pop music can be kind of stupid, and like when you break it down lyrically, it's not a good exercise.
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts.
Yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to get there, and I'll probably say the exact same thing. In how dumb and naive the lyrics are, that almost makes it better than this perfectly crafted, where every single word and syllable and line and note is so heavily like considered, because that's where she's such an artist at this point that you can tell she cares about every detail. And this is just a kid who's like, I think I write catchy tunes. And like, and I think there's something so beautiful.
I'm going to move to Nashville and write songs about my boyfriend. It's like, right, okay, like, yeah, I like that. Yeah, like, no, I like that energy.
Because we're so, this is still at the point where this can fail.
For sure.
Right? Like, this can fail. Like, Leanne Rimes is a great example in country music of female artists who are very big, very young, and the machine turned against them. To be very clear, Leanne Rimes decided she wanted to be a woman, and they were like, well, you're a little girl. And she's like, I'm a woman. And then the machine turned on her. So Taylor Swift is at that moment.
Yeah.
Like, meets it. And now, because she does that, she gets to make August, which is like, clearly shows that like, oh, you were truly like a
I think the problem comes though, like, if I had to listen to these songs, I want to pick August every time. Love Story's fine. I mean, it gives us Taylor Swift. It's our introduction to Taylor Swift. But as far as like songs, it's not even that good from a pop structure. Like, it's fine. It's bubblegum pop. This was her foot in the door.
Hey, brother. Hey, yeah? My brother. I can already tell, starting right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we don't do music brackets, and it's wild we're doing two back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
We took such a long break. Thank you all for coming back to us, by the way. We appreciate that. We took such a long break in between these two that I didn't even think about the fact that these are two music brackets, and we've only ever done five. And out of 500 episodes, 1% of them have to do with music. That's crazy. You yeah. and I are friends because of music.
And we love music, yeah.
We love it so much, but we have actively avoided talking about it because clearly... It's not a, it will, we are never going to be on the same side, because here's the issue. No. Here's the issue.
Yeah.
So I can completely agree with you on the musicality and like, what is the better song, but in the way in which I will try to like reference to you, like one's a bigger hit for whatever reason, I'm going to tell you right now that we can go straight to the coin because
yeah,
I am for
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, great. Because I'm going, because I'm going Love Story, because if it were not for this song. This song releases right before the beginning of my senior year. I see the music video for it. And I immediately am like, that's what I'm going to dress like for prom.
Okay. Here's the thing I fucking get so pissed off with you about is that you're always like, oh, you just pick the song you like the most. You pick whatever you like to listen to.
This
like,
is dog, yep.
You pick songs that have ridiculous life story involved yep. in your life.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I'm supposed to be like, that's fine. Fuck yep. you, man.
Uh-huh.
No, it's obvious yeah. every time. Better Feel it. Song.
Feel it. Feel that.
Feel it.
Feel it. I need you to feel that.
Hey, because Nick, I just want to say also for the record, who gets the threats when we do music seasons? Who do you think is like, I'm not worried about it. I'm not the one who's afraid to do music seasons. Nick's like, oh, I can't do music season. Me and Cody disagree. Oh, do we disagree or does the world disagree with Nick and he's tired of the email?
No, it's not that. So we will go to the American voting coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets to pick. That's gonna be low seed. Wait,
low seed picks. Yes,
low seed. Oh, why high pick would make more. The highest seed would make way more sense because that would imply that you're the loser, like that you're.
Hey, man.
Wait, have we been doing this, dog? We've this been is dog. 4 years and 500 episodes. Because I was like saying it the way I always
I
do.
Think, it's because we agreed that we both are very negative people. So we both agree that winner has the disadvantage. And
yeah, like, we're like, no,
hey, I don't want to.
No. Here's the way I see it.
Okay.
If you're the, because low seed implies that you're actually better than.
Yeah, you're fighting your way up. Yeah, this is your chance, dog.
Wait, that's never how we've done it though. We've always said low seed, but we've always meant.
The lowest number.
The lowest number. So it's 9 August. Dog, why? This is breaking. No, it's always because, okay, no. We always say the lowest seed gets to pick. 9 is lower than 8.
Lower than 8, yes.
On a line up.
On a line, on a graph.
Damn,
yeah,
dog. We are, wow. We're going to do all of these? I can't wait to know if these end up in a vault somewhere. That will be released upon one of our deaths.
I don't know. I'll decide. I'll edit tomorrow, maybe, and I'll.
We're gonna see. We have 3 more episodes, and we got way more drinks to have. So
that's true. It's only fucking 8:30.
What is our the guarantee? We said the rules were one drink an episode for
we'll
sure.
Figure you it out. It doesn't. We don't. Hey Nick, we say the rules. Bro, I'm already drunk. If we say the rules that we put ourselves. We're just gonna keep. We're gonna ride the walrus.
Yes. All right.
The rule is we will ride the walrus.
So the low seed. In this between 8 and 9 is August, which is Cody.
Thank you.
So we've always done it. I cannot believe that I've not that this has not come up sooner and that I haven't been this fucked up about it. All right.
I'm gonna
we have
George
Bush facing up, which means John Kerry is on the other side.
George W. Bush loves Taylor Swift, dude. If anyone regrets not having Taylor Swift babysit their kids, it's George W. Bush.
It's wild. That is one of the more wild stories. That's like, oh yeah, that's the circle she was in, by the way. Is that
yeah?
She was babysitting.
I grew up in the ghetto, girl. Your family made millions a year. I'm not. You're like the Elon Musk of music. Calm down.
I had not. I did this all on my own. Well, your dad maybe had stock in a record company when you started. Anyway. Cody, so you're saying George Bush?
A Bush baby.
All right, we'll flip. That's a Bush baby.
Baby.
That is a Bush baby. All right. Okay. Well, damn it. Now this is going to be even worse because I'm
against
August.
Well.
I'm sorry. I don't know how much more we have to say, to be honest.
Let's just get it over with. But like,
I think
I'm
we've talked a lot.
A 10-minute song. Nick, can
the
I just.
The lore.
Hey, Nick.
You don't. This is for the lore.
Nick.
This is
okay.
For.
Okay. No. Shh.
Okay. I
understand. It's for the lore. Okay. Let's get the lore out of the room. Let's get jokes out of the room. This is very serious what we're talking about, right? If you have to listen to a 10-minute song, would you rather it has the guitar solo from Freebird in it or it doesn't?
That's not a fair question.
That's a no.
You know
I'm just
that,
asking,
and you know
Nick,
that.
Shut
that's
up,
not
Nick.
Fair.
Shut up. Answer the question.
I would like.
If you have
Freebird.
To listen to a 10-minute
yeah, I would love
song,
a song. I would love to have a song have the Freebird.
Okay, cool. I'm locking in August then.
Okay, I'm locking in August.
I'm not gonna listen to a song that's 10 minutes long if it doesn't have the Freebird solo or the solo from Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
That's fair. And once again. This comes down to 100%. I'm just so glad that the roles are flipped. This is very fun for me to be in the antagonistic position where I know I'm wrong, but I will bulldoze. So
Every time you think you're wrong at bulldozing, you get the bad emails.
Don't even worry about it.
I'm not worried about emails. Stop.
Dog, I'll
okay,
shut it
okay,
down.
You get to, okay, let's do it.
Losey gets a pick. That's me with the 16 seed, because even the bracketologists, going back to our early days, would acknowledge this ain't it.
This ain't it, dog.
But here we are, all too well. This is a John Kerry-ass song. This is the most John Kerry-ass shit.
Yeah, long as fuck and didn't get anywhere. Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure. All right, we'll flip. George Bush.
Bush, baby, get out of here.
Wow. Starting to lose faith in God already. That's fine. Didn't think it would happen on the first bracket. Usually takes a little bit longer, but hey, who am I, you know? Who am I? All right, folks. August, off of the Folklore album. Moving on into the final four. We'll go up against the champions of Group B, C, and D, but you got to listen to those as they come out over the next 2 weeks. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to help out your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, tell a friend, share this with a friend. Wherever you listen to this, make sure you hit that follow, that subscribe. And if you can give 5 stars, well, by golly, we'd sure love you to give us all 5 of them if you could.
Absolutely. Just give us 5. Follow us on all our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I know Nick doesn't post. He's trying, though. Look at him.
Twitter's never going to happen again.
Send him encouragement, though.
But
send him
Facebook
pictures
and Instagram, we're back. We're back. We're back.
We're back. We're back in the game.
We're back. We're back. I feel it. I feel it in my heart. Also, probably because I'm a little drunk. Nick sober is usually very against this. But I feel I'm back. I'm back. We're back. The posts are back.
We're back.
We're back. This is it. This is the rebrand. This is the not even a rebrand.
Episode 500.
We're literally not changing anything.
I want to say we're back, but literally it's the first time Nick is going to consistently post. So we're there. Email us if you have other examples of Nick not posting at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com or seasons.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, head on over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard. Replace those vowels with 6s. That is it for us, folks. We got Group B coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.